the actual pipe itself, the male portion of the bed, it's a pretty easy fix. We don't think that's going to be the case, of course.
We're never that lucky.
Well, no, when they went back together, they looked at those closely and they seemed fine. So they think it's the internal threads, which would entail, according to the chief of maintenance, the most intensive unstack that we've ever done.
Oh, God.
Oh, we're talking years. A year.
Oh, no.
We're talking a year.
Yeah, at least a year.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. When are we going to have some more info? Next week. Because Gary and I had talked.
This is a skeleton bed. This will be at the end of that unstack, or in the middle somewhere, and there will be a...
You know, we put another corner.
We'll leave it that way.
I think we should put another corner pressure in there. Maybe one of them.
Yeah, one of them. The big spill.
I mean, the only thing Gary and I talked about was the 12 and 18, obviously, that makes sense. We'd said, put a screen in 11, because if it can come back, then we've got three units that can be run that are screened, and that would make us feel a little better. But if we find out 11 is, like, totally flue bar and out of year, then there's no reason to leave screens in. Mm-hmm. And then, so, we would do that, and then you talked about possibly pulling VBSs?
We can do that.
So, that's another option, is to pull VBSs and run units.
With screens.
Right.
So, Scott, did you catch that?
No.
Scott, I didn't get it all. Can you cover?
If we have screens in three units, we can pull VBSs from two of those units, and you would have just one unavailable unit, assuming a unit 11 ever comes back for the winter.
You would have one unavailable or three?
One.
You'd have one, because we'd pull VBSs, and then you could operate the units with STSs in, because the fish wouldn't be trapped in the gate well.
That would be an interesting experiment. Theoretically.
Right.
Run the unit 11 at all with oil leak for a couple weeks?
No.
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 Wasn't 11. It's going to be three units, whatever.
Well, it could be 11.
11.
So now, could we put screens in 11, run it for the couple weeks when that outage is occurring, and then call it good on that unit for a year? Can you capture the oil and knowingly let it leak and capture it for the 2 or 3 weeks we need it?
I don't know. We can't capture it.
Can you? I think it would be forced out of service. We can't allow oil to occur.
Well, I don't think you guys can capture it effectively enough.
Especially with the issues we're having with Willamette oil water separation.
Can we get... Let's go through a kind of a skeletal operation that I came up with. See if the flow fits. But I was kind of thinking probably the best for fish, Tom and I talked this through, would be from... And I kind of sketched that a little bit further, was that from the 1st of August through the 31st of August, we run Bonneville 2 priority. We'd screen two units or three, if possible. More the better. And we'd run the rest of them unscreened. We'd run the corner collector, obviously, for adult fallbacks, which I think would do a pretty good job. And then there's the spill program, which is going to be, 10-fat gas cap at that time. Then we get into September, what I thought probably best to leave B2 priority from September 1 through the 15th, basically the same operations we had in August. that includes keeping the corner collector running for those 2 weeks. We would spill, obviously. We would not spill. We would put that flow through Powerhouse 1 to the extent that we have to. Then from September 15th, it would go to B1 priority. The September 1 through 15 split flow is actually probably good for adults anyway, so having that going on without spill is fine. Starting on the 15th, corner collector comes down for repair. We go to B1 priority at that point. And the T11 and T12 outages really ought to wait until September before those happen. So I know everybody screams and shouts about their
schedule.
Contracts and schedules and all that, but the reality is that should wait. That shouldn't happen from a fish passage standpoint until September when we shut down spill. So that's the world, according to my view, anyway. I don't know if you guys can
make
it happen, but it seems like it's all possible. We have, you got the corner collector could be done and starting the mid-September, it's still dry. It's dry through October, usually. if you want 11 and 12 outage, I'm asking for a month's delay, that's it, on that, to get us out of that fallback and spill passage. And that's, you know, we've got a lot of fish. We're talking the highest adult counts of the year, right there, steelhead in August and fall chinook and steelhead in September, especially those first 2 weeks of September, is the peak passage of the year. Well, before sockeye hit us, in a million strong or half a million strong, but anyway.
Tension.
Yeah, typically is the highest passage. So what I'm really worried about is that they'll fall back at spillway in August, and they'll fall back at second powerhouse, or either powerhouse, but particularly second powerhouse.
With no screens.
In the first 2 weeks with no screens and no corner collector. So at least those first 2 weeks. I know when we take the corner collector down, then I'd say shift the priority back to powerhouse one, and we'll get what we get with the sluiceway. But that sluiceway, I'm still not convinced that that's a good adult passing.
I got to have my dates correct here for corner collector, if I'm going to ask if it's even possible.
Right.
9:15 on, you know, 9:15.
9:15 is a Saturday, so it'd be 9:17 as we get it back.
I'm just trying to get 2 weeks of the Dell passage. 2 weeks after running. So if it's a day here, a day there, whatever.
Just really, because the 31st is a Friday, so you wouldn't even start work. Or are you going to start on the weekend?
We might have to with, you know, shortening the schedule.
We're planning to.
No, there's the plan on starting.
We're starting planning on starting the 4th.
Right. Yeah. No, I recognize that, but that is. I think for the best for fish, this would be best for fish, for adults. I'm not even considering juveniles in here at all. I'm just considering adult passage.
I would say, and if we had to back it up, look at the 11th, because that's the day after.
Yeah.
That's the, because Labor Day is on the 10th, isn't it, this year? Or the 3rd?
It's the 3rd.
So the other option would be, if you can't, because the 15th is a Saturday, so mm-hmm. you'd be bumping to the 17th. So, I don't know. Take a look at that.
Yeah, just the first 2 weeks of September are usually the big peaks. Passage weeks that we have out there for Chinook. And steelhead and coho, too. Large numbers of fish, and everything's going through those first 2 weeks. So, your chances of fall back through unscreened units is highest. So, having that corner collector available for those fish to fall back through, I think, is important. And there's just really a fallback issue, is what this is all about.
Right.
And it's adults, and it's important. I'm just, like I said, I'm not too concerned about juvenile impacts. There will be some, but it's not the concern for that time of year. So that's what I would envision as kind of the best we can do with all the stuff we got to get done here.
And I apologize, I didn't print this one out, I guess. So what's driving the need to do this?
A whole bunch of things.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, here's
it's a suite of outages that have been coordinated over the past year.
The crane.
There was a crane starting with them, and they said, oh, by the way, you're taking the crane, and oh, by the way,
let's just keep it.
Okay, I remember.
The came about a month and a half ago.
You want to get out of here in time.
I don't even know that I want to get into a discussion on this.
So we'll do what we can. We'll go back.
Can't.
We'll talk to the contractor.
Did you get that written down?
See if we
for the
can
notes
get it,
so that we can track this
we'll
proposal.
Come back
so
and see what we can do.
Yeah, I would say
our hands are pretty tied right
now.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm looking for. Yeah. Well, Tom and I were looking for places where we thought you might be able to slide here and there, understanding the needs that you have, dry weather needs, you know, warm weather needs, and all that for getting this stuff done. Trying to get it done, but still trying to minimize the impact on adults. That's what this process
what it's all
is
about.
Supposed to be about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so the kind of deal I was looking at was, like, Unit 11, tell us, like, is it down for the full year? If it is, then we need to think, do we want to do three other units or just be happy with 12 and 18?
Right.
That's kind of a question mark there. Two would be, is there any flexibility on the corner collector, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm.
Right. You and don't have flexibility in November.
Right. Speed it up?
That's my point. I'm saying, it's like, if you started 10 days later, is there still a reasonable certainty that you could get it done for your November?
Or if we don't get it all done, but get the worst of it done, I mean, this is a bad situation. It's not normal. So everybody has to pay. Unfortunately.
So those would be the two, and then the second and the third, which is kind of the other big driver, would be the T1, T2 outage, and could that be shifted off into September, hopefully, when flows...
No, I didn't talk about that.
Because you could probably start in September, because when you split flow, you could probably split flow and prioritize powerhouse one a little more, and the other half could go through powerhouse two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't talk about open geometry. Guys,
we'll look at that.
Take a look and you'll tell us.
Well, I know you don't, but
I owe you a Manhattan.
We got an open geometry in November, so you could just be for September and October.
No, I'll give you the Jefferson Rye.
Where do we have open geometry for November?
The 1% is soft constraint in November. Not a hard constraint.
Been. Oh, okay.
It's yeah, it's outside the once you get in that time frame, then it's like do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's a, so are we moving on to 7 now? Can we talk about 7? That's your Schwartzy thing.
So Vern, how did we leave this one?
We're going to go back and see what we can do, and then we'll tell them what we're doing.
That's kind of all we can do, and then we'll tell you that you have to reinitiate consultation. And
ooh, can I be in the room when that happens?
Have Rock
put me in the stockade.
No, I don't know. This is just a bad...
So we're going to see if we can move the corner collector, speed it up.
I don't think I can move the disconnects is the problem.
Right, but
those are a real problem for that time of year. They should not be done in August. I'll just say it up front, and that's just a
Gary,
bad time.
We for almost 2 years, we wanted to be able to run up 3 units. It made perfect sense. All of a sudden, you've changed our mind.
We have so much stuff going on here that is a bad time for outage.
Powerhouse.
August.
Does any of this electric?
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Well, no, but I mean, if we don't get it done, they blow up the turbines or the transformers. We don't have those either for a couple of years. So it's balancing a lot.
I know.
You don't want to be selling that point on me.
Yeah, really?
You really don't want to make that? Considering Unit 11's been down for how long? Might as well make a few more.
Oh, beer, or do you owe beers on that one?
Yeah, you still owe me. You do owe me a beer, don't you? I didn't want to collect.
It's like a battle.
I just didn't stay running.
So, can we do 12 Bond 11, which is the November Chum Ops? The corner collector won't be operating.
Yes, we understand.
Okay, so I can say this one's approved?
It's not approved, but I'm not happy about it. I understand why, and I will coalesce.
Reluctantly approved.
I will acquiesce to the betterment of
it. We'll get you out of here in 5 minutes.
Mm. Okay, so then we just have the last item.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys are ready to talk to that one.
Well, we better because it
funnel
starts
unit
in
operation
weeks.
Expected flows with power in the spill with 75K, power one fully loaded. Mrs. Lynn's flow about 10
Number six. Six or seven.
Seven.
Number seven.
This is Schwartz. I mean, this is all stuff we already...
Well, no, it's like, I mean...
I think he just wants to have the discussion. It's kind of, it's right along the same line. It's the same topic. He just wants people to have those options and maybe what's the preference.
Well, I think we told him. I think what Gary and I said is powerhouse 2, get everything you can through there. If you guys can do 3 units screened, awesome. And then put the rest of you're going to obviously have to go to powerhouse 1.
Where are we at again?
7.
We're rehashing something.
Well, it's more, Dennis came back and said, well, because he thought we'd go the other way, put everything in powerhouse 1.
Oh, okay.
And we're going, no. Just from an adult fallback standpoint, it's much worse. You run powerhouse 1, you just send up the merry-go-round for the adult fallbacks.
I mean, we don't get that much fallback through powerhouse 2, although it's still...
6 through 23. 27.
I think he's saying... Even then, we might exceed capacity. And what do we want to do? More spill
in August.
I would love to say more spill, but I know that's going to go nowhere. So that's going to be powerhouse 1. So
it's maximized powerhouse 2.
That's what
he's
thinking. When he's thinking you're going to load up powerhouse 1, run 2 units of powerhouse 2, and then what?
We're telling him to do the other way around. We're telling him.
But I mean, his question is still the same. Then what? Everything's loaded up where you put
well,
next beers, you're going to have
flows. Actually, what we're telling him is all the flows through your screen unit powerhouse 2. And in a spill, if you still got more flow, then you go to an unscreened unit powerhouse 2. Another, just keep you basically fully load powerhouse 2 with the unscreened units. Then you go back to powerhouse 1. Powerhouse 1
is your last option.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
And then the only thing is... Get back to us on Unit 11. If that's totally dead, then we need to. Then you guys have a long talk and say, could we do Unit 12, 13, and 18? Because I think if we do get stuck with the T1, T2 operation, I think it was I can't remember which is first, but pick the one that is going to happen first and have the two units on the other side of that, because that's when you're going to have your most flow.
Yeah.
So, and if you guys are fine with that, of doing three units, if unit 11 is completely out for you, and that's just stupid, then say, could we do a third unit, pull the VBS and that kind of stuff, so at least have almost half the powerhouse covered in screens with the corner collector, and just live by with that and not be happy about it and call it good?
Yeah, that's the last option. It's back to
after once the fish passion season, after November 15th, when you take the bypass out of work, you pull the VBS, that way fish don't get sucked in the gate, won't get trapped there, and you just leave the screens in.
Right.
Yeah, there's a T1. You can't pull.
The STSs will be
11, 12, and gigantic problems. Whatever units you leave screens in won't be available in office. There's two of them. One side or the other. This powerhouse takes out either half powerhouse two.
I know.
Well, they'll have a powerhouse two for 2 weeks each.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if you're going to do two units, if you're going to do three units, do the two on the first outage that will be operating, so you're going to have more flow then.
Yeah, big thing.
It's not going to, so you'd have two units.
Fewer fish.
Right.
I know.
Raise your hands. Go ahead. Raise them up. Shake.
No, can I just slap? Slap you? No, this sucks. There's no good way on this one. There's no magical bullet.
Is that a small S or a capital S?
That's a capital S. Wow, we're going back to the capital.
11.
Nice.
3 to 23.
All right.
It actually counts.
Welcome back to me,
Jeff. There's got to be a little healer here. Yeah, just a little.
All right.
Hold on. You're not done yet. You're not done yet. No, VBS task group update?
No.
Well, I've got an issue, too.
You have an issue?
Well, maybe I missed it here. I thought I'd been here all day, but...
You have. You have been here all day. What'd you miss?
There was a draft FPP change form request that was a part of the agenda, and I haven't heard it talked about today.
Is that the bottom one?
Yes.
We're not talking about that one. That's the task group that I'm setting up.
Yeah. Oh, that's the task group.
Doug's first crack at it.
I think that's when you stepped out.
The brain dump. You stepped all out there.
Because I'll tell you right now.
All right. I'll say brain, but...
Okay. I wouldn't call it that.
We've got VBS task group, and we're done.
Okay.
What do you got? Nothing?
No
updates.
Make it for the hand.
And then you've got a handout that you wanted to hand out.
Handout of handouts. Is this the Dalles?
Yeah, this is the Dalles North Ladder versus East Ladder percentage. North Ladder percent of the fish go through North Ladder.
This is added.
Something that Bob has handed out. This is the change. The value added here is I've gone into Dart, got out the daily flow or the hourly flows, and then just parsed out the daytime flows. So this is daytime flow in the x-axis rather than just total 24-hour flow. So we know the Dalles that can change. Maybe not a lot in high flow year, but it does change quite a bit in some years. And so then I've graphed North Ladder percent passage against that. So it's just take time, look at it.
So why
this year
about
tells
the
me the same right thing it did last year.
Telling the sockeye just doesn't use North Ladder regardless.
Yeah, that's why I'm really concerned about sockeye passage. And Jack's too, Jack Chinook, I've got that in here as 1 year's worth.
It's
always the same for other years.
I don't think they really do for sockeye for the North. If the best we can get on your line is roughly 2% to 0%.
Yeah, this is what I'm hoping to get some more clarification on what those fish take to get through that project in light of this.
Well,
and then we also have this kind of weird thing going on.
Tagging.
Yeah, so we'll do that. But this is just FYI.
Can you use JSAT?
Hey, Bern. There was that one note that Tanner put in there about VBSs that you can do. We could use two cranes to do it. It could just work in front of each end.
Pull VBSs.
No, to clean VBSs next year during high debris loads, they can use two cranes, two crews, and start move through the patch. So they can double their cleaning capacity during May, April, and June.
It's just the matter of funds and that personnel not doing something else. We don't have that many people to do that currently. We have the crane capacity to do it. We have lifting units to do it.
What we're going to do is get a task group, right, on this one.
And when do you want
that to focus on it? Maybe let's do that. I'm tired.
Do you want me after the August F-plan, since September and October are already taken up?
Sure. what we want to do is just write up some language for the FPGA effects, that kind of stuff. So maybe some graph language, if you have some graph that addresses that. I just haven't thought about this. I was the one who asked about it. I'd like to think about it some more.
Yeah, the only thing I don't have is, all we know is that it's like physically possible. We don't have the personnel to do it currently, because it's like too full.
No one's even right.
If we got them, we obviously would hire them for that. We could pull the template from something else during that brief, high degree period, but they're not doing it.
That's brief. That's not brief like some of you,
right?
Because we don't have to launch.
Yeah.
I just, my whole concern was the fact that we had those screens in out actually last year longer than I probably would have liked to have them out. We used criteria for putting them back in. And some, eventually, it would be nice to have the program looking at actually fixed that isn't just two crews, but maybe a better, call from the better method. And that would get tied in with the Gatewell group. And maybe
like reopening the debris handling stuff?
What debris handling?
The one from 2001.
Is that what we had? I can't remember that one.
Yeah, well, it was dated final report 2003.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
we're done.
It's not working. So what we have just isn't working. We shouldn't have screens out.
No.
Nobody wants to have screens out. We have screens out because we can't keep up with debris. How can we keep up with debris? What do we need? Do we just get rid of the screens? I mean, I remember thinking, let's get the screens out of there.
And that is, if we open up the debris handling study, that would be an alternative in that. We would probably incorporate that examination.
Let's have that in there. Let's examine this thing from end to end, because during the bulk of the run, spring run, when we have the highest debris loads, we pull the screens. So the bypass system is totally useless to us.
How much we spent on it again?
What?
$68 million we spent on that?
Yeah, right. Remind.
Well, it's not good useless because they still get fixed.
So, you know, I kind of hate to throw that down the tubes, but
if you put pit take detection on the spillway, pull the screens.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the kind of discussion
you're monitoring. And you
let's just think outside the box and let's throw everything away.
No, you don't have conditions.
Think through this. Because it doesn't work to have those screens.
Yeah, would you collect enough fish?
Yeah, you get enough.
You chuck enough yet for
I think do that task group. Right. Yeah, that's where we come up with.
They pull the screens when they have high flows, and you're still getting fish in.
Yep, it was shocking how many they got.
Initiate real
thing.
Until then,
all right.
The question would be, do they represent the line of line?
No.
Anybody else got anything?
Right.
I've got to get with Will's after the meeting here for a minute.
Not me then.
Yeah, just a couple of quick questions. But I got a couple of quick questions for these guys, too, after the meeting, so.
If I can get there.
All right, so.
Don't even stop at the office. Just go.
Okay, so this meeting's over.
Meeting's over.
Done and done.
12:20.
12:20.
Well, while I wasn't here, I would have had it done in 3 hours.
All right, so let me back up to item 2.2.2.